A Whistler woman is facing assault charges stemming from an altercation at a village bar this winter. On February 19 at approximately 1:45 a.m., Whistler RCMP was called to Brandy's bar after a complaint of a disturbance at the restaurant pub. Upon arrival, police said in a statement that they located a female victim, who had sustained injuries from the alleged assault and required treatment from BC Ambulance. Shortly thereafter, police located a female suspect, who was arrested and later released from custody, with a court date set for June 14 at North Vancouver Provincial Court. The accused, Claire Aspinall, is facing charges of assault with a weapon and assault causing bodily harm. Aspinall and the complainant were known to each other at the time of the altercation. None of the above allegations have been proven in court. Aspinall did not return a request for comment by press time. $12,000 worth of tools reported stolen. Whistler RCMP continues to investigate the alleged theft of tools from two separate construction sites this week. On Monday, May 29, police were notified of the reported break-ins to the local construction sites, which are believed to have taken place in the evening or overnight hours of the prior weekend. In a release, police said a number of tools were stolen from both sites, with a combined value of approximately $12,000. Police investigating two reports of fraud. Local investigators are looking into two recent reports of fraud from the past week. In one incident, police said an individual was contacted by an unknown number identifying themselves as the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, a common phone scam that has risen in frequency in recent years. If contacted by a CRA employee, they will identify themselves when they contact you by phone, providing a name and phone number to call them back, if needed. If unsure, you can verify the employee's identity before turning over any information by requesting their name, number, and office location. Then, you can end the call and contact the CRA directly to confirm the details provided. In another purported instance of fraud this week, police said money was e-transferred to another individual with the intent of purchasing a vehicle. Suspected fraud can be reported to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, as well as the police. Stolen bike returned to owner. It was a happy ending for a cyclist this week who had their stolen bike returned without incident, police said. On Monday, May 22, police said in a release that a very alert citizen notified the Whistler RCMP of an individual in possession of what was believed to be a stolen bike. The bike was seized and an investigation began. The following day, police returned the bike to its rightful owner. Whistler RCMP dealt with a total of 112 files between May 23 and 29.